Texte numéro 11. Be honest, supermarkets have made our lives better. We know that massive supermarkets have been squeezing producers for years, slicing margins, which in turn has had a knock-on effect on the quality of produce. The excesses of industrial food production in this country are a direct result of the buying policies of the supermarkets. We know that the big out-of-town stores have been wiping out independent retailers and turning high streets into deserts of boarded-up units. It's right that local councils should be forced to consider the dominance of these companies in each area before granting planning permission for yet another vast supermarket. And anything, such as the food co-op movement, which allows communities to pool their buying power and support local food producers at the same time, has to be a good thing. But to extrapolate from all of that to the equation that supermarket equals bad is not only a mistake, but dishonest. Almost all of us use them, and for one simple reason. They are bloody convenient, as they enable us to keep family and work life on an even keel. This is not to suggest that a trip to the supermarket is necessarily a pleasant experience, but nor is shopping locally. Likewise, the notion that the independent retailer is in some way a much friendlier alternative to the staff of the soulless supermarket is also little more than a myth. We love to imagine the greengrocer helpfully picking out the finest of produce for his customers. But they are just people, which means some of them are very nice and some of them are miserable old buggers. By the same token, nor are supermarkets the dismal and anonymous places their critics would have us believe. Granted, they sell too many ready meals loaded with too much salt and sugar. But at the same time, over the past 10 years, they have vastly increased and improved the range of ingredients available to the home cook. Many of our food writers rage against supermarkets, while at the same time proposing recipes that it would be impossible to prepare were it not for the economies of scale which enable those supermarkets to stock the esoteric ingredients they demand. They are also responsible for around half of all fair trade products sold in this country. Can supermarkets be improved? God, yes. Though we cannot expect the Competition Commission to do all the work for us. As customers, we have to demand higher quality products, fairer prices for producers, a more enlightened approach to methods of production. Otherwise, that side of the debate will be left to a bunch of noisy, self-satisfied oppositionists. And that serves no one. Adapted from The Economist, February 2008.